and Sky Cohen, the third-generation owners of Economy Candy in New York City, the short period between Halloween and New Year's is usually the busiest season. The store would serve upwards of 1,000 customers in a weekend when shoppers flocked to the small Lower East Side store to buy candy in bulk for holiday gifts and parties. But this year, the aisles of Economy Candy are uncharacteristically quiet, devoid of their typical crowds of loyal locals and curious tourists. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit New York City in March, the Cohens halted in-person shopping for the first time in the store's 83 years. For a business that has always relied on foot traffic for the majority of its revenue, the decision was tough but necessary. The shop wasn't big enough to keep people a safe distance from one another, and the costs of stocking, staffing, and sanitizing far outweighed the profit they'd see if they stayed open. So, for the past 9 months, the Cohens have sold their sweets primarily via their website, shipping orders or arranging curbside pickup. More than 30 million small businesses in the U.S. are struggling for footing in what should be their busiest quarter. A Visa survey taken in September found that 69% of small businesses still viewed the 2020 holiday season as a top sales opportunity. But retail looks vastly different when a health crisis is both upending the economy and changing the way we shop. For one thing, spending this year will be lower overall. So, while small businesses can expect to see a boost in sales over the winter holidays compared with recent months' sales, it will likely be a smaller uptick than in past years. A September survey by Deloitte found that average retail sales for the year will increase by 1% to 1.5% over the holidays. By comparison, in 2019, that growth was 4.1%. We found this year that the overall spending per household was going to be down about 7%, said Rodney Sides, Deloitte's vice chairman of U.S. retail and distribution. People are still spending money, but they're changing how they spend it and what types of things they're buying. Travel is down, but home decor is up. And in the age of social distancing, online shopping will see a boost. A November McKinsey report found that 37% of consumers will shop more online this holiday season. As a result, many small businesses that may have had little to no digital presence are upping their online offerings.